Make ready the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked way shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, Christmas is very near. Our Lord will come amongst us this week. Therefore, Holy Mother Church exhorts us more than ever to prepare for the coming of Christ by taking to heart the call of St. John the Baptist to repentance and penance. As Christmas Day approaches, the sincerity of our desire to welcome our Redeemer should grow more intense and be evidenced by our continued preparation for his coming. We should search our soul to see if we are truly prepared. Over 3 weeks have gone by, and only a few days remain. We are only too anxious to engage in last-minute preparations for the material part of Christmas, making sure we have forgotten no one on our list, that all our menus and get-togethers have been planned. But we should stop and ask ourselves during this holy season if we've neglected to do anything concerning the spiritual life of our soul. Further, we should search the current state of our soul to see whether or not we have shut God out of it because it has been hardened by habitual mortal sin. Do we still stubbornly refuse to go to confession and neglect any meaningful recourse to God in daily prayer? My dearly beloved in Christ, if that is so, our practice of the faith has only been one of a superficial Christianity in which we perform exterior actions without the true interior, heartfelt love of God which it should inspire. Are we making the practice of our faith much like the worldly festivities of the season, which are for all to see, but in essence are void of the true meaning of what Christmas and our faith really represent? Souls which have been hardened by habitual mortal sin consider sin, all kinds, to be but a trifling evil that is easily forgotten. When taken so lightly, such people give in to almost every temptation and thereby place their souls in grave danger of eternal loss. Sadly, but not surprisingly, these same people will go through the motions of going to confession, yet display little, if any, contrition and firm purpose of amendment. This attitude of bad and mediocre Catholics was similarly present in the people of Bethlehem, who had not received the Christ child because they were too wrapped up in their own little world, living a lifestyle according to their own desires. They had no time or desire for Jesus or for anything that might interfere with their own schedule. Such an attitude of rejection is displayed in different ways by Catholics who are mediocre and who superficially practice their faith. There are some Catholics who practice only mediocre piety, since they offer at most only a weak and timid resistance to temptations to mortal sin. Their weakness is due to the fact that they rarely, if ever, avoid the occasions of sin. They may from time to time, in momentary but fleeting fits of devotion, pray well, but such shallow fervor is short-lived. Then there are other Catholics who are intermittent in their piety. They strongly resist temptations to mortal sin, avoid proximate occasions of sin, and have deep regrets for having offended God. However, since they are not firmly resolved to be faithful to their daily prayers, saying them only at will and abandoning them when faced with spiritual dryness or a busy schedule, they will only too soon meet with the fall. Their faith is not deeply rooted in communication with God and will eventually languish. There are, however, those Catholics who truly live their faith and, like the shepherds of that first Christmas, are ready and willing to give a warm reception to our Lord and welcome him into their hearts. My dearly beloved in Christ, these are the ones who display sustained piety, who rarely or never commit mortal sin, and who express true contrition for all their sins. They try desperately to avoid venial sins. and rarely commit them because they're vigilant in maintaining a deep prayer life so that they can be strengthened so as to avoid and overcome temptations. They're faithful to the daily recitation of the rosary and examination of conscience. This should be everyone's goal. We should strive to avoid all deliberate sins and remain united to God through daily prayer, whether burdened by trials or given respite by consolations. Our goal should be to practice a very close union with God at all times and use the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph as our models. If we have not followed God as we should during this past year, let us turn from the noise of the world and respond to the exhortations of Saint John the Baptist, calling us to an amendment of life. If we're truly sorry for our sins, we'll express this sorrow by acts of penance and reparation and by turning away from habitual sins. Saint John the Baptist echoes Isaiah, exhorting us to prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness the paths of our God. Every valley shall be raised, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth. In referring to our souls, use is made of the custom observed in Oriental countries at the time of Christ. Messengers were sent ahead to prepare the road for the coming of the king or royal guest. Occasionally, a new way had to be built. Literally, a road was prepared through the desert for the camels by filling in the gullies and lowering the high places, straightening the bends, and putting fine sand over the rough stretches. Thus, every valley shall be filled. We can look upon those valleys as our sins of neglect and omission. Sins and evil habits cause a gulf or chasm between God and our souls. These sins also often include omission of daily prayers, especially the rosary, neglect of attendance at Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation, especially when placing a worldly activity above our duty to God, failure to make restitution for stolen goods, or gossip, by which one has destroyed another's character, indifference to the sacraments, negligence in fulfilling daily duties and responsibilities, and neglecting to do what's right because of human respect or lack of moral courage. My dearly beloved in Christ, through the assistance of God's grace, every valley of sloth and cowardice can be filled, which would result in raising one's life to a higher standard of good deeds and holiness. By doing this, our vision and worldview will be directed away from sinful, selfish sentiments and turned to God, who is our highest good. Holy Scripture continues, every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The mountains refer to our mortal sins and sins of pride, arrogance, and obstinacy. In order to prepare room for Christ, we must root out all mortal sin by a good confession. In addition, we must practice self-abasement and humility. Our obstinate attachment to sin must be broken. The hills described by St. John the Baptist refer to venial sins. Too often, even religiously minded persons are hypocritical. They attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass regularly and frequent the sacraments, but display a severe lack of charity. This is expressed by antipathy to certain persons, irritability, impatience, jealousy, and touchiness. Such souls are described by St. John Chrysostom with the following words, "As a tomb, when closed, may be made beautiful to the eye, but once opened, is most horrible to behold. So the hypocrite, as long as he's not known, may be seen worthy of praise, but once discovered, is abominable indeed." Continuing with Holy Scripture, it says, "The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth." God wants us to straighten out the crooked ways of sin, unbridled passion, and evil desires. In order to prepare our souls for the coming of Christ, we must renounce hypocrisy, deception, lying, dishonesty, and injustice. Our will must be directed to the fulfillment of God's holy will. Once again, through the assistance of God's grace, the rough ways of selfishness, of anger, and impatience will be made smooth. When we practice habitual Christian charity, patience, and kindness, the friction caused by the selfishness and unfriendliness of others will not destroy our peace of soul. God's grace makes smooth our difficulties in the spiritual life, makes it easier to obey His commandments, and strengthens and consoles us amid the sufferings of life. In closing, today once more the Catholic Church repeats the exhortation of St. John the Baptist. During these last few days before Christmas, we must prepare for Christ's coming by removing all obstacles of our making which prevent grace from reaching into our soul. We must open wide the door of our heart to Christ, or He will have to pass us by, as He did the doors of Bethlehem that were closed to Him. If we open not the doors of our hearts, we will find them cold and empty on Christmas morn, for Christ will not be there. Instead, He will abide elsewhere, having gone to a place where He has been welcomed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.